Hi, I'm Sam. And one specific moment that I had during my study abroad experience was, it was the second, I studied abroad in Barcelona, Spain, and it was the second night I was there, I think, and we were going to dinner, meet up with friends at a restaurant, and then gonna go out, and we got a text as we were waiting at the bus stop that there was a supposedly a bombing at the Sagrada Familia. So right when I read that, I freaked out and literally went crazy, and I was with one other friend and she didn't react at all, and I like literally started grabbing her and made her walk back to the homestay to literally ask our little sister what was going on or if she heard about it or watched the news or something. So we go back and my little homestay sister, I made her read the text and ask her if it was true, and she called me a baby and told me I had to be fuerte, which means strong, and she pushed me out of the house and was like, go back out and go to dinner, you can't live in fear, and telling me that it could happen anywhere, and she's also like 10 years old. So it was pretty embarrassing because I was actually going crazy, but it was definitely a moment that made me realize that anything can happen anywhere and I can't stop doing what I'm going to do just because of these events that happen. And like right before I left, in the Las Ramblas incident happened, and so like I was really scared to go in general, so then having that happen the second night I was there, I thought it was gonna be the longest semester of my life, but ended up from there on, didn't live in fear and did what I wanted to do.
Do you think that's like a good thing that that happened to you at the beginning of your trip?
Yeah, I think that it happened the second night I was there, it was because like I wasn't fully adapted, so I definitely was scared, more scared than if it happened later on. But which was hard and like sort of stunk, but I think that if it happened later, if anything did happen later, I would have been able to adapt so much easier just because that first happened.
Was your family like supportive at all because you were worried about it, or?
Which, the homesick family? Oh yeah, I mean, not the mom.
Or did they all just kind of look at you like you're crazy?
The mom, the little sister actually thought, she thought I was crazy. She kept calling me a baby. She showed me her muscles and like actually pushed me out of the door. And my friend thought I was crazy too, because she like didn't react at all.
Yeah.
And like wasn't scared, and she like was never scared. So then I was like, wait, why am I being so scared? Sort of like second guessed like my own self, you know? But the mom wasn't home at the time, so I didn't talk to her, but like I really wonder what she would have said.
Yeah. I feel like she would have been like trying to be supportive at the same time. Like, yeah. Like, oh.
But it definitely helped having her, like the little sister, because I was like, wait, you are 10 and like you're home alone, not even caring about anything, and like I was actually terrified. Yeah.
Yeah. That was perfect.